lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
Once you decide you need windows, there's only one company to call. Window World Windows. Any size white vinyl double hung windows from Window World, $189. It comes with a good housekeeping seal of approval. Windows, insulation, entry doors. It can be a combination of one or all of them together. Lower energy bills and great windows. 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldst.louis.com. It's Window World.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the
somebody is supposed to have Dr. Doug on the phone, but somebody doesn't have him on the phone. I'm not going to say who that somebody is. Dan Strauss. It is time to chat with your pet's best friend. Here's how this works. I'm going to give the numbers. You call. First come, first serve. You have a cat, a dog, an iguana, a cockatoo, a macaw, iguana, alligator, crocodile. Not supposed to have those, I don't think. Tiger. I'm not going to go through every animal on the earth.
Why?
You're welcome. But this is your chance to get some good free advice from one of the best in the biz, Dr. Doug Pernikoff of the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. The numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And you can talk to this guy, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Dan.
No, they're getting him. He's with clients right now.
They would have gotten him earlier had you called him earlier. You just called him. Go ahead. Admit to everybody you forgot. Go ahead.
No, he calls in. He calls us, though.
Well, we may have to fire him.
Awkward.
On the air. No, this is awkward. Yeah. Because I'm going to find a way to still blame it on Dan. Help me with this. Let's work on finding a way to still make this Dan's fault. Okay.
Okay.
Doctor, what happened?
Man, I got about 12 sick animals staring at me, so I was just playing doctor. I'm sorry, but I'm here.
I hope an animal doesn't die because of this segment.
I always sacrifice the animals for the segment, of course.
Well, I wouldn't have said that.
Everybody's stable and doing well.
Okay, good. It scares
cool.
us.
I apologize.
It scares us when you do that.
Yeah, I mean, I just like going around the clock.
Let's get right down to business and take some calls. What do you say?
Okay, I'd love to.
I'm just waiting. There's the first name right there. Here we go. Ken, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug, AM and the PM.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
All righty. Hey, I've got a five-month-old puppy, and we believe she got bit by a spider or something because her whole face and jowls just swelled up.
Okay. When did that happen?
It's been about a week and a half ago, and the swelling has actually gone back down now, but we found what we feel to be the bite mark in the right ear. She's acting fine. She never acted bad.
And it might not be a spider because my face and jowls are swollen, and I did not get bit.
Well, then there's...
That's scary. That's scary.
Yes, it is scary.
You know, the fact that it's going on for a week, I tend to agree it might be like a spider bite. And usually the worst spiders, brown recluse spiders, are everywhere in our environment. It's also dry right now. They like warm, dark, moist places.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Anyway,
nonetheless, my wife got online, and she's actually a nurse, but she got online and said something or found where you can give them Benadryl to ease the itching because the dog was scratching and biting herself a lot.
Yeah, and I'd have your vet take a look at this. Some better drugs for itching in dogs than Benadryl. We use that for other reasons a lot more than we use it for itching. The other thing that your vet's going to want to look at is to make sure that that lesion is not causing, like, tissue death or cell death right in that region. So I think it would behoove you, although the swelling and the worst of it's probably over.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have your vet just take a peek and make sure everything's cool, especially since it's a young puppy.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
All right, Ken, thank you for the call. Here's Frank. Frank, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good. Hey, I got a dog. She's about six. Her mom is a lab. Her dad, we think, is probably a border collie.
Okay.
Anyway, she's real protective, seemed like, of the house and of me.
Okay.
And, but we have other dogs come around, you know, like friends or something. And, boy, she is just jumps all over them just for...
So what's your question?
Yeah.
Well, is there anything I could do about it, you know?
You mean she's acting aggressive and protective and territorial when other dogs come to the house?
Yeah.
That's a pretty normal behavior, and until she gets... You can either work with some behavioral changes to kind of condition her to be used to that.
Or how about this? Don't let other dogs come to the house.
Yeah, or the other option. I'm giving the segment over to Frank.
Yeah.
You got the answers.
That's right.
So basically...
Well, my son brings his dog over and, you know, comes over for a visit.
You know, one way to do this, Frank, I think, is if you take your dog and start to introduce her to some of these family dogs at their sites, where now she's not the territorial kind of manager. She's in the neutral zone, and she's got to yield to them. That might be a way for them to become friends, get to play, maybe go to the dog park, and let then when they start coming back to her house, it's not, hey, I got to protect the space, it's mine. So give that a try, and then let me know if that works for you. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Good
luck, Frank.
Thank you, Frank. And here's Lisa. Lisa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
No.
What happened? Is this Lisa? What am I doing?
No.
Here? No. What?
Now you have a whole bunch of people.
Hang on here. I got,
got Bruce.
Now Bruce. Bruce is here.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Bruce.
He was there, and now he's gone.
I have really messed this up.
Bruce.
Right. Now wait. Yeah, Bruce.
There he is.
No.
Yes, sir.
No.
Hey,
that's Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. I just want to call and say thank you. I called last week about my Boston Terrier, about her going out in the backyard and not being able to urinate and go to the bathroom. You told me to take her to the vet, possibly a bladder infection or a UTC infection. And I took her to the vet and told the vet what I thought it was, and come to find out I was right. And thanks to you, I seem to be the smart guy.
Yeah.
You are a smart guy.
You look like a genius to your vet.
He was very impressed.
Bruce, do you have an issue today? Because we have people with issues today.
No, I just want to tell him thanks very much, and I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Frank, can we get his name and address so I can send him a bill?
Yeah, well, shoot. It's too late. Got away.
Okay, next time.
Here's Lisa. Lisa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Just fine, thanks.
What's cooking?
We have a 9-year-old golden retriever, and she has fatty tumors. She has two of them. She actually had one maybe 2 years ago, and it got quite large, and it was up near her shoulder, and the vet did surgery and removed it. It was a pretty invasive surgery, and since then she's gotten a couple more, and the vet said, you know, just kind of let it go. Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, one, is that the best idea, and two, do you know... You know, what causes fatty tumors on dogs?
I don't know, but it's very, very common. I don't think anybody knows. It's just the genetics of the dog. They are very, very frequent in many dogs. And unless they are actually in a space like in the groin or someplace where it's impeding the dog's ability to walk correctly, I don't chase them. If I know pretty comfortably that they're a lipoma, and I can usually tell by feeling it, then there's no reason to put the dog through it, because as you see here, you remove one and 6 weeks later there's another one. So you got to be a little more selective, especially if they get to be 9 years of age. Okay?
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Lisa, thank you. Lisa sounded like a nice lady. Last call would be Mick. Mick, no, what did I do? I messed it up again. No, we're good. Mick, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, I got a good one for you here.
Go for it.
I've got a snapping turtle.
Uh-huh.
I've had him since 1999. He was about the size of maybe a silver dollar when I got him.
Uh-huh.
He's probably 6-8 pounds now. A couple years ago, I noticed he was getting some fungus around his nails, and what I did, I took him out of his tank, and now I have him in a totally aquatic environment.
Sure.
He doesn't get out at all. Is that okay?
It's okay as long as you have some air stones circulating and you keep, they're such, you know, I love the animals, but they can be so dirty and they can accumulate so much bacteria in that water, you can reintroduce other infections. So make sure you keep the water changed out, even if you do just a 20% water change every, maybe twice a week. And if you have to, you throw in, you know, some, there's some different agents you can get from the pet shop that help kind of cleanse the water.
There's a power filter on there that changes 150 gallons an hour.
You got it.
There's carbon and ammonia in there. The last time he got this fungus around his nails, I took him out, I put him in a styrofoam box and actually treated that with Neosporin.
Right.
And it seemed to go away. I don't particularly really want to do it that way, but I can't find anything.
Well, you can use betadine,
too.
Yeah, no, you can. Let me tell you something, Mick. There's a number of products you can use for the yeast and fungal infections, and they are just like in other mammals. You can use a lot of these nystatins or mycostatins, and some people use, like, betadine from the grocery store or from the Walgreens, and you can use that to soak those feet, and that'll help cut down. That'll help cut down the amount of fungus and yeast, okay?
Okay.
And if you need help, come on by.
All right. I appreciate your help.
All right, before we get away here, I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings or say, you know, to each his own, I guess, but Dr. Doug, why does anybody have a turtle? I mean, as a pet.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
No, I know. You do have turtles. What is that about?
Well, I can see a turtle, but a snapping turtle, do they not bite you?
Well, they can bite you. I mean, I've had snapping turtles. I think there's just the pleasure and interest in working with the diversity of animals. And tortoises, I have tortoises, and they are very responsive to people. I mean, I frankly,
really?
I need to have you come by the house sometime and see.
No, thanks.
We have one guy named Dewey I've had since he was probably a year old, and now he's about 17. And I can call him across the room.
Come on.
The yard.
Oh, come on. You can call a turtle?
Yeah,
he comes. Do he come?
Yeah, it takes
I
a
call
time.
Him.
Do
he
come?
No, wait a minute. I didn't tell you that he responded. I just said I could call him.
It takes him about 3 hours to get across the yard.
Now, wait a second here. Seriously, does he respond?
He does respond, and it's all food-based, I think. But he also, he's one that he has a real long neck, and I can sit there and just stroke his neck up and down. Up
crazy.
What the hell kind of turtle is that?
You and Dan said he calls him, and it takes 3 hours for him to get across the room. You stroke the long neck of the turtle. That's what you do at home.
Dan Strauss taught me that technique.
Well, our time is up. I don't know that I'll ever get having a turtle as a pet, but a lot of people do, and what do I know?
You'll get one day for your birthday.
I don't think so. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Clarkson, thank you, Doctor. Dr. Doug
Sorry
Pernick.
About being late.
That's okay. Dr. Doug Pernick. We're going to fire him this time. We'll fire him later. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, brought to you by LaCleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Seriously, I don't get having a turtle. I when it rains, what are those things that cross the road? Is that a box turtle?
Is it a tortoise? It's a box turtle.
What about the ones in the river where there's like six of them on a log and then they
where their
jump
shells
in.
Are flatter?
Yeah,
I think those are snapping turtles.
It's just a bunch of different breeds of turtle, mm-hmm. I think.
So the thing with the dome that crosses the road, is that a tortoise? That's a tortoise.
I think that's a box turtle. That's a box turtle. With the little, like a, it almost looks like a beak or a little hook on its mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a box turtle.
I don't know. I've never once thought, man, I think I'll take that guy home and clean his nails and get the fungus out.
I don't think
of
that'd be any worse than having a hamster or something.
Low maintenance.
Well, a
pet.
Hamster's kind of a cute furry thing, like a little rabbit. I kind of get that. You can't cuddle up to a little turtle shell or something.
No.
And what is he going to do? Take his claws and scratch
people
his face?
People have snakes.
And my son had that. I didn't get that either when he did it. Let's find out what kind of pets. I know this guy's got dogs. He's a duck hunter. He has to have dogs. John Londoff, how are you?
Frank Opinion?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing unbelievable. And yes, I do have a pet. I've always had dogs.
Weirdest pet your boys have ever had?
I mean, we've just had dogs. And then we don't have. I have to say, I've never had a weird.
We have at our house. Yeah, we had a big iguana, like a 4-foot-long iguana.
Yeah,
you
my
talk
sister
about
had
an
one.
Ugly. You yeah. talk about something ugly that stinks because you have to give them mushed up cantaloupe,
right.
and tomatoes, and junk.
Really?
Oh my goodness! And they poop a lot. Oh yeah. But they're interesting because they look like there's some prehistoric thing that would rip your face off, but they're not. They
you can hold them.
Yeah,
and,
they won't hurt you.
Walk them on a leash.
They look dangerous, but they just do 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 do. You know, they just kind of walk along, get on your shoulder. This one was 4 feet long. His tail on my boy's, when he's sitting on the shoulder, the tail dragged the ground.
No way.
Great big iguana, yeah. I never did get that either. But boys, they get into some weird stuff. And we had the snake deal. We had snakes in our house. And, yeah, it was strange. So how you doing? How's business? How's everything?
Well, first of all, we have a guest star visiting.
All right.
And this guy does like you. I'm just going to make sure we get that up front.
That's good. You're screening
that,
them now.
Get that
that's
up
good.
Front and clear. Mark Bush with Rankin Jordan. Mark Bush has been a longtime listener. Mark, say hi to the AM and the PM crew.
Hi, guys. AM and the PM.
Hey, Mark.
Mark.
Pleasure, Mark. Now, Mark, what are you doing there? Did you buy something? Are you looking to buy something? What's the story?
I bought a 2012 Malibu today, Frank.
Oh, nice.
What color?
It is silver with a chrome package.
Oh, you got to have the
nice.
Chrome. I love chrome. I'm a big chrome fan. Now, there's
yeah.
a... Hey, go
put,
into...
Put it,
Mark,
put it,
Mark.
Put it,
Mark.
Trade in, Mark. I traded in a 2009 Silverado.
Where did you...
I bought it from Johnny Londoff.
Hey, Mark, I was in the AutoZone the other day, and a kid that worked in there showed me this fantastic stuff in a can, and it's... You have chrome wheels?
I do, yes.
Okay, it's chrome polish, but think of it as a, when you open the can, it's like a wad of cotton, and it's pre-treated with, so you pull off a piece, and then you wipe the chrome to a haze, and you buff it. Incredible. Go look for that stuff. Take good care of those chrome wheels.
All right, sir.
All right. I like chrome, but you gotta wipe it and keep it shining. What's the point of having chrome if you don't keep it shining?
What are you talking about right now?
I'm talking about a chrome polish that has the polish built into the cotton thing.
I mean, aren't we like supposed to be selling Chevrolets and stuff? You're talking about Mark Bush from Rankin Jordan does a great job.
I am bonding with with a fellow chrome lover. Okay, chrome people. Chrome people get
stick
what
together.
They
yeah.
Hey, I used to polish the chrome trailer hitch on.
Wow.
On
polish the hitch.
Big ball
we had
onion.
A Tahoe. We had a Tahoe.
How'd you do that, Frank?
Well,
you'd polish the knob.
Yeah. Wow. Good job.
No, I would. I'd wax the trailer hitch. Hey, chrome.
Yeah,
wax the knob. It.
Chrome should shine.
Again, I mean, your talents just never end. It's amazing the things you can do.
And I got Mark the one I'm talking about. If you're gonna have chrome
don't
polish,
Mark into this.
No,
he's the chrome one.
I don't think Mark. Have you waxed the knob before?
No comment, sir.
Now, normally, John, you drag somebody's whole family in there. Is it just Mark or the rest of his family in there?
No, just me, sir.
All right, and you're not related to either the former president or the beer family.
No, sir.
Okay. Or the bean people. Bush's beans, no relation? All these famous Bushes and none of them related to you.
That's correct.
That's okay. You're aiming the PM and you buy your cars from Londoff. You're good and that's good enough for us.
Thanks, Frank. I agree.
Well, I agree, too. So what else is going on? What do we need to move?
First of all, we're having a great day. A lot of AM and the PM listeners. How about the Niblets are here somewhere, too.
Who?
Rick and Donna Niblets.
Oh, yeah, we've...
The Korn family?
They were, no,
oh,
the photographer.
Yeah, Rick Niblett, he's a photographer.
They were here about a month ago.
He's a good photographer. He's a good photographer.
And they just bought another car from us, great Florissant folks.
Yeah.
They're all,
that's the way it should work.
And Donna told the story about how she came in and sewed the button on your pants.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
that's
she
what
did.
She was here for
yes.
that
yes.
day.
Yes, one day...
His wife wouldn't do
my
it.
My wife will not do any wifely duties. She won't sew a button on or any of that other stuff wives are supposed to do. And I came in here, and I went on the air and said, if any lady who has a little needle and thread will come by... And she came by... and sewed. I brought the pants with me. I wasn't wearing them, but I just got tired. They were hanging at home, and they'd been hanging and hanging, and I kept telling my wife, hey, would you? And she never did it. So I just brought them in, and Donna, I think I gave her $20. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. I'll pay $20 to get this button sewn on, and she came in and did a great job, and the button is still holding firm.
Unbelievable.
I know. I know. It's sad, though. It's sad
that
a man
said
it was right on the pants, you know,
the waistband.
You zip, yeah, the waistband button. But what? Here's what's sad.
I mean, there could have been a button on your
popped off.
Yeah,
shut up.
Put a double stitch on it.
Here's what's sad.
Triple.
Here's what's sad that a man.
Brought the fishing line.
All right, that's all right.
Elastic. She put elastic.
That a married man would have to go and publicly plead to get a button sewn on.
Yeah,
that's a sad state of affairs. It is.
I don't think so.
Yeah, like it. Well, it wasn't your button. It's not your button.
Yeah, I don't have to worry.
Mimi does what wives are supposed to do, probably.
What do you mean what wives are supposed to do?
Thank
Mimi
you, Johnny.
There are wifely duties that should be taken
care
of.
There are not.
There are, too.
Button sewing.
No such thing as a wifely duty.
Button sewing. Certain things women are better at.
Frank, how are you with yard work?
I don't do yard work.
So you're not maybe...
He doesn't do husbandly things.
You don't do husbandly things?
No, I'm first to admit it. No, I don't.
Last time you were on a ladder?
Last time I was on a ladder, I was 8 years old.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Hey, we've got some great deals. Hey, if you're looking for a Malibu 2012, you better hurry up. We're running out. Mark grabbed one of the last. What we have a lot of Chevy Cruises, over 100 in stock. All right, it's priced as low as $15,900. Unbelievable. $15,900, are you kidding me? And 250 Silverado pickup trucks. That's regular cab, extended cab, crew cabs. Regular cab work trucks as low as $15,900 and up to $10,000 off on extended cab and crew cabs. No wooden rods on that one?
We're still here. Stunned. We're stunned.
Okay.
We weren't sitting down.
About a week ago, you know who Dan Caesar is? He's a sports reporter for the Post-Dispatch. He calls me, and I was quoted about a week ago because there was an article on one of the sports stations, and they're having people pay for their airtime, and then you get your sponsors. And so he asked me about that and how that I thought that would work, and I told him I thought it was a horrible idea and that radio is in a sad state of affairs. But he quotes me, and I didn't realize till I read it in the paper, my direct quote was, "Are you kidding me?"
Wow.
And I realized I had taken a John Lundoff expression and used it as my own.
Wow. You didn't give him credit for it?
I didn't credit him, and I didn't even realize I'd done it.
Man.
But he said something like, Pinion's response was, "Are you kidding me?" And as soon as I read it, I thought, oh, my goodness, I should have attributed.
Yeah.
I should have said, as John Lundoff would say. Yeah, as the John Lundoff would say, "Are you kidding me?"
Now you're trying to make fun of me. You know, I mean, first of all, you're kind of like building me up, and all of a sudden, whack! Right out from underneath.
Is Mark still there? Mark, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Mark, do for me your best impression of John Lundoff saying, are you kidding me? Do it the way he'd do it. Go ahead.
Are you kidding me?
That's good.
Wow.
That is sounding just like it did. Way to go, Mark. That was very
good. He is a listener, yeah.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, he's a listener. You kidding me? He's a fan.
Are you kidding me? There it is.
I can't help it, all right? So we're going to thank Mr. Bush and let him go back to signing this paperwork because he wasn't done yet. Mark, thanks very much.
I didn't know if it was that funny.
No.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. We need a phone number.
Already?
Yeah. Time's been up 5 minutes.
Okay, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, or Elizabeth Washington exit.
Did you get the pictures I signed?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now you have to sign them.
Well, now we're going to get together again and invite maybe Rick and Donna, and they're going to take more pictures.
There you go.
I do have to sign those.
Done. We'll make him play credit card roulette when the bill comes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hebe. You think that's funny?
That's John, really funny.
We got to go, but
we're open late tonight, kids.
We're sending them your way.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Drive safe.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Mark, for buying the Malibu. Quick break. We're back. Big 550 KTRS.
And with your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Frank Ladd. What's going on, Frank?
Well, Tina, we got a couple stalls out there this afternoon. Stall 40 eastbound, Maryville Center Drive. That one is blocking the right shoulder. Got a stall as well reported 370 westbound just past St. Louis Mills. No reports of any lane blockage there, but use some caution. 40 westbound, it's a good run out of the city past McCausland, then again past 270 all the way out to the Boone Bridge. A little heavy southbound on 270 now between Olive and Ladue. And then you're back on the brakes again, Highway 40 all the way down to about Doherty Ferry. 70 westbound, going to see a little heavier traffic now between 370 and Highway 79. This update is brought to you by Hammermill. Hammermill is 99.99% jam-free. It's guaranteed. Don't you wish your traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Guys, did you know that if you finish too early or you have trouble rising to the occasion in the bedroom, it may be because you are losing your testosterone? Testosterone loss can start at any age, and as we get older, it only gets worse. That's why we're going to send you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule that will safely increase your testosterone levels absolutely risk-free. To get yours, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-3703. Bravado is guaranteed to deliver real results, and it's one of the safest male enhancement pills available. It will increase your testosterone, libido, strength, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in and outside the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free while supplies last, call now. 1-800-900-3703. If lines are busy, please try again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-900-3703. 1-800-900-3703.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your expensive covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-9785. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay them for you? If you'd rather save your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-500-9785. That's 1-800-500-9785.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
Hi, I'm Kevin Svendt, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote can save you time and money buying life insurance. Recently, a man called saying he and his wife wanted life insurance, but didn't have time to shop around. I got their pertinent information, then quickly shopped the highly rated term life companies we represent for the couple's best rates. Well, I was able to find the man, 45 and in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just over $31 a month. And his wife, 42 and in excellent health, the same policy for only $21 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. Despite what you think, estate conservation isn't just about what happens after you die. Besides death, there are plenty of other misfortunes, accidents, injuries, or other misfortunes that may make you unable to manage your own affairs. That time can go more smoothly for you and your loved ones if you prepare ahead of time. At Legacy Wealth Advisors, Kevin Lloyd understands that proper estate conservation can be a challenging process. Join us Thursday, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere and get straightforward explanations of estate conservation options available so you can make decisions for you and those you leave behind. 314-831-6000. There's no cost to attend, but you do need reservations. Estate conservation, August 2nd at noon and 6 p.m. at the Lodge de Pere with Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors. 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors, Inc. and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the
Missouri Numismatic Society.
Huh, thanks. It's the Missouri Numismatic Society's 52nd Annual Coin Show.
At the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yes, at the
Missouri Numismatic
Society Coin Show. There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking.
There'll be an auction Friday at 5 p.m. and a Boy Scout Merit Badge Seminar Saturday at 11 a.m.
At the Missouri Numismatic.
Very good.
Thank you. Society's 52nd Annual Coin Show. This Friday through Sunday at the St. Charles Convention Center.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Hey, is this Zamfir? Remember that guy?
The pan flute?
Yeah. You know, a little pan flute goes a long way.
Yes, it does.
The car goes by.
Ever go to a flea market or some event, and they have some guy with a pan flute, and he's selling CDs of the pan flute?
They had one out here once.
Oh, my goodness. One song with a pan flute is enough. 314-969-KTRS, toll free. 888-550-KTRS. Chad Everett is dead. We will mention that in the Playhouse. If you don't know who that is, there's a good reason to stay tuned right there. Here's Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Frank. Hi, everybody. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
What's up? I want to tell you about my turtle collection. I got 28 box turtles.
Whoa.
One of them 35 years old.
Wow.
And we feed them, you know, stale bread like every other day. And we just counted them last week. And my granddaughter came over, my great-granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And there are 28 of them. And they mate a lot. And the kids come over and they want to know what they're doing. So they're not, just climbing on each other.
Now, I've never seen two turtles.
I know. How do they do?
Oh, I've seen it.
They climb right up on the back of the other one and go at it, you know. But anyway, then they lay their eggs alongside around the yard. And then she comes over, I think it's in August, and she'll take a little spoon, and like you're hunting for some kind of, you know, artifact or something, and she'll find little blue eggs, takes them home in a little box of sand, and she brings them back about 8 months later when they're big enough they won't go through the fence. You know, we got a cyclone fence.
So she hatches the eggs.
Yeah, well,
so your whole family is like a turtle raising family.
And we paint them, and they got names. And we got a list of the names.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't get it, but good for you.
The kids love them.
Well,
they love them.
I'm sure they do. And I, as a kid, I painted a turtle, and it died.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't you supposed
to? We don't paint them all over. We just put a little color on
them. See,
their
I didn't know that. I spray painted his head and everything. No, I did. Gold paint, and he died.
You guys have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
Jim's in a good mood. Maybe raising turtles makes you happy.
Yeah.
Because he was very happy.
I thought they needed vegetation. That's all that he feeds them is stale
bread.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think bread would give them very many nutrients.
Why, if you love them, why not give them fresh bread?
Maybe although, I guess if they're around the yard, they get the grass.
Eat grass.
I heard you're not supposed to. Well, you painted the entire shell.
Yeah, I think he just put a dot on it.
I was a dumb kid. We had a can of gold spray paint.
You did a lot of things to different animals as a kid.
I buried a frog alive so I could watch the ground jump up and down.
Oh.
Alive?
I didn't do anything to a cat.
And you strung something up to a kite, too, didn't you?
Well.
That wasn't a cat?
Well.
That was his wiener.
I forgot what it was. It was a small animal. It was a frog or something. Oh. And I put him on a kite so I could send him up into space.
Man.
It was like an experiment, like Sputnik, or when they sent monkeys in space. I had a junior version of that where I'd send him up on the tail of a kite. And that's not a big deal, I don't think.
Oh, burying a frog. It's kind of a bad deal.
Yeah, you could bury it just in real shallow so I can watch him struggle.
Grave.
Oh. I'm not proud of that.
You wanted to see
him
struggle?
No, I'm not proud of that. Oh, I'm not proud of it at all.
You could have attached a frog to one of those, remember those little plastic men with the, they had a plastic parachute?
And you throw
it up and then the parachute opens.
Oh, I did that.
Did you?
I used to have those little parachute men. And I have compassion as a kid. I did have compassion. I wasn't a mean, cruel kid. And here's the proof of that. I got a BB gun. Just like Red Ryder, the Christmas story.
Yeah.
And I shot it from the hip like the rifleman, just without even aiming, and hit a bird just dead on, right on the, he was sitting on a telephone wire, and he just dropped, and he flopped. He was flopping.
I did that, and my
friend. And I was so upset. I was so sick. I didn't mean to do it. I just thought, I don't know what I thought. I just, from the hip, like I never in a million years
like the rifleman.
Yeah. I never thought I'd hit him.
So what'd you do?
I went over and I built him a casket out of a can, a coffee can.
While he was still flopping?
No,
you buried him alive, too?
No, he was dead. I waited till he's dead. And then I put him in a little coffee can casket and had a little, put a cross that I made. It stuck in the ground. Like
and ran over it with the car?
No, I did not.
Waited for him to die as I put my two hands around its neck.
And covered his beak?
Yeah.
Now, when you're a kid, you do dumb, stupid things. I did run over a snake with a bicycle. I didn't feel bad about that because it was a poisonous snake. I ran right over his head. And why is it you don't feel bad about that? That's just an animal.
Because he's poisonous. He could hurt someone.
But he's got a place in this earth and a purpose, and still an animal. Let's bring Evan in here. Hello, Evan.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Hey, I'm on vacation in Florida right now, and I was trying to do the iHeartRadio app to listen to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
you got a better app.
No.
KTRS app. Just download. Oh. Just type in KTRS. There's an app that's a KTRS app, and it's even better. Boom. Easier.
Done.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, Evan. Thanks for listening in Florida.
Hey, it was a pleasure, Frank.
All right, our pleasure. He went to Florida to go somewhere cool.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how far I'd have to drive north to get into cooler weather.
I don't think you'd have to go further than Michigan. I think, New York is real nice today, too. So you know, Michigan should do it. This is Dino, I think. Hello, Dino.
Hi, gang. AM and PM.
Hey, Dino.
You sound like you're way off in the distance, Dino.
No, sir. I Bluetooth, driving home from work.
All right. What can we do for you?
Yeah, we used to have turtles also. We used to give them bread, and that was to keep away the yeast infection.
Is that
brother?
Is that a joke? Or?
No, yes.
No, it's the truth.
It ought to be a joke.
I don't think
Because it's not funny even as the truth. All right. Thank you, Dino.
All right.
You give, you rub Vagisil on a turtle with the yeast infection?
Oh, come on.
Well, isn't that wet
question.
Vagisil?
What's wrong with that question? If you put the same antifungal thing on their nails, you do it to a person, why wouldn't you?
How can you find their thing?
Well, no, it was on their nails, he said.
Oh, on their nails.
Can you pick up a turtle and tell if it's a boy or a girl? I've turned them over and it's just the bottom of
their
shell.
It's like an alligator where the wiener's on the inside.
Yeah, it kind of comes.
And it comes out.
Then he comes out of his shell.
When it's needed. Yeah.
When it's needed.
Sometimes when I'm cold, mine's almost inside.
Mm-hmm. Got any and out.
Get out of there.
Come on out. Rusty, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful now.
Oh, it's a female, Rusty.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, it is, of course.
I like the sound of your voice. How can we help you?
Well, I just have a little piece of information about turtles. I have some friends in Germany, and they're endangered over there. And in order to buy a turtle, a little box turtle, it's going to cost over $100.
Wow.
And you literally have to register them. I have a couple of relatives that have these, and they love them, but they're very difficult to find, and they just don't sell turtles to anyone.
Who wants a turtle badly enough? Who wants a turtle badly enough to pay $100 for a little turtle? I mean, really?
You'd be amazed.
Yeah, I would.
I have a couple of friends over there that they love these turtles.
Well, we got our eyes open today to the turtle world. Yeah. I had no idea turtles are this big a deal.
It's a big deal, an even bigger deal in Germany. I just thought that
you might find that interesting. And by the way, I'm AM in the PM.
I find you interesting. That's what I find interesting. What's your is Rusty a nickname? What's your real name?
Oh yes, I can't tell you that.
Do you have red hair?
Yes.
You know what?
How do we know?
You sound like one hot chick to me. You do.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. It's quite a compliment.
Rusty,
my day.
You call anytime, okay?
I will. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Rusty.
Sparks were flying.
Yeah, they were.
Sparks were flying. Bill Clever.
Rusty.
Bill Clevelin is on the way. I don't think I have time for another call. Not if we're going to get Bill in here. What do you think?
No?
Okay, let's move on. American Equity Mortgage has been a part of this show for over 20 years. Round of applause, please. Turn on the applause sign.
Yeah.
Unheard of. Advertising is tough to get these days. It's certainly tougher than ever to keep. We appreciate the loyalty, and you're going to appreciate what they're able to do for you. And they've got it down because they've done it for so long, for over 20 years. They know exactly how to get the process done quickly, thoroughly, and that process is lending you money, either to get a house or getting you money at a very, very low interest rate. My son in Jeff City called me today. He says, Dad, interest rates dropped again. I'm going to refinance my house because he's going to drop a point. If you can drop a whole point, it's worth doing. And they are low. Now, that's good news not only for people who want to get a mortgage or refinance a house, but it's good news for people who need to borrow money on that equity. You're not taking a second mortgage. You've already got a mortgage. You've already got a house. You don't need a house, but you need money. And you need money for, okay, let's go with paying off the credit cards. But maybe that's not what you need it for. Maybe you're smart with your credit cards. Maybe you got a big wedding coming up. You happen to have been blessed with a daughter, which means you pay for the wedding. I don't know who made that rule, but that's the way it works. Maybe there's a trip you want to take. Maybe you got a big anniversary.
Jamaica.
Maybe you want to go to Jamaica with us.
Yeah.
In January. And you want to pay cash and don't worry about it. Then that's a great way to do it, a smart way to borrow money. It's called a home equity loan, and American Equity Mortgage would be happy to tell you how it works. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here is Frank Ladd. Frank?
No incidents or delays, or no incidents or accidents on my watch, but there are some delays this afternoon. 40 westbound, going to see some heavy traffic from the Spirit of St. Louis overpass all the way out to the Boone Bridge. 270 southbound, we're heavy now between Olive and Ladue, then again between 40 and Doherty Ferry. 270 eastbound up in North County, here on the brakes between McDonald and 170. Heavy pocket exists, 70 westbound between, looks like 370 now, and T.R. Hughes. Couple slow stretches there as you make your way through St. Charles County. And it's a little slow going now, northbound on 55, approaching Park Avenue up to the Poplar Street Bridge. This update brought to you by the National College Finance Center. Visit collegefinancecenter.org for free, unbiased information about paying for college the smartest way possible and repaying student loans. Don't major in debt. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the biggest world sporting event in 4 years. There will be medals won, heartbreaking losses, and the biggest question will be answered. Will the Chinese Olympic team wear uniforms made in America? Beginning this Friday, Alex Stone from ABC News joins McGraw-Millhaven weekday mornings at 7:50 a.m. live from the London Olympics. They'll talk about the previous day's events and set up the drama and intrigue for the upcoming events later that day. Alex Stone, live from the Summer Olympics in merry old London, England, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey everybody, I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of Floresville. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Floresville your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Floresville presents Saturday Night Fever at St. Ferdinand Park Lake, kicking off with Billy Peek's Rock and Blues Band. Then Floresville goes country with rising star Jeff Saver, followed by Smash and the Smash Band, who will rock us a week before Butch Wax and the Hollywoods roll our socks off. The Boeing Employees Concert Band will finish the Saturday Night Suit. Old Town Partners Wednesday Night Out continues at Jay Astor Music and Stan Forrest on historic Rue St. Francis. Visit www.floristamo.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
The savings are heating up at West County Nissan. Discounts up to $12,000 off new Nissans this month only. Or get 0% financing now on Altimas, Maximas, Armadas, Rogues, Muranos, and more. Go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get huge discounts on new Nissans this month only at West County Nissan. Located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Discounts include all incentives and rebates, 0% in lieu of customer cash.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Bruce and the boys are going to Chick-fil-A, they said, after the show today.
Yeah,
because they are welcome there, regardless of what other people are trying to make it. Anyway. Brought to you by the Fleet Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
Hello. How you doing, Frank?
Doing great.
Good. Well, let's begin with some stock news. Apple badly missed on quarterly revenue forecasts. Yeah. In fact, the forecast is off by so much, Apple executives have been named honorary St. Louis TV meteorologists.
Oh,
what a jab to Dave Murray and those guys.
Well, McDonald's, I guess, says they're going to open 700 new stores in China in the year 2013.
About time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a great dollar menu, or as China calls it, the worthless menu.
Oh, dollar's not worth anything
dollar
in China.
Oh, yeah.
I was really hoping to catch on to that.
Economic
one.
Humor.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Mitt Romney was interviewed by Oprah for her O magazine. Romney says he was pretty impressed by Oprah. It was the first time he met a human being with more money than him.
No, wow.
And finally...
that one hit Dan late.
This is going to be a killer. Yeah. You watch. This is going to...
Remember that great joke I told yesterday about it?
Yes.
Remember that one?
People still talking about
it. Oh, yeah. It's all over Twitter.
Yeah.
Former First Lady Laura Bush in an interview said that she and George W. Bush now do everything together. Mm. Then she said she had to go because SpongeBob was on. Bill Cleveland segment. Did I disappoint you?
No, you can do that. You can.
Okay, I can disappoint you. Yeah. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
I'll save for the Playhouse. New weather chick on TV I just discovered. I'll tell you who it is later. 5 o'clock.